Hey there. Welcome to the Open Table Podcast. My name's Unique, and I'm the host of this show. I'm so glad you could stop by because guess what? You're here for a reason. This is a safe space for young adults to have open and candid conversations about various topics that impact our lives. We're here to share experiences, knowledge, and nuggets of wisdom. From life itself and relationships to starting careers and personal development, we talk about it all here. I truly hope to foster growth and a community with all of you listening. This podcast will bring transparency to the conversation. Welcome to the Open Table Podcast. Hi guys, and welcome back to another episode of the Open Table Podcast. I am your host, Unique, and today I just wanted to talk about job loss and, you know, the things that I have kind of experienced within the last year. I think that one thing that I want to really hone in on is, you know, not only the experience I had with job loss, but also friendships. And you know, I have had so many ups and downs, more downs than ups, in the last year. Now, I will say things have finally turned around for me. Things are better. However, I feel like, you know, I've done a lot of protecting of other people, and, you know, not sharing my story because I felt embarrassed or, you know, just different things like that. And I think that it's time to, you know, share what I have been through. And, you know, today I want to talk about, you know, what happened last year. I was fired by my best friend. Now, this happened after I was wrongfully fired from another position through this company. And it was a very new startup company, and it was a work from home position, and I ended up losing my job. And that's right around the time I was dealing with the dating stories, you know, as I was talking about on the last episode. So this was right around that time. And so I struggled for a long time trying to find a good job, a full-time job at that. To the point where I was working at 1.3 jobs. All of them were like part-time, but I hated every single one of them. And one of my best friends at the time, we actually had met back in high school through this program called, I was in this co-op program basically where they help you find jobs. And I ended up landing a job at ExxonMobil as an office education student. And so it was like kind of like an intern position, didn't really pay much, but it was a great experience. And this was this is also the same place where I met my best friend at the time. And she, we started off as good friends and got very close, became best friends. And she eventually started a body contouring business. I think this happened maybe around the time I started college or was in college. And I had always been very supportive of anything that she did. She ended up staying at that company for a while until she started her own business. She's used me as like, you know, a guinea pig for like certain procedures that she did. And I would always like share her, you know, company on my Instagram and all that stuff. I was very supportive. And last year, she was unaware of all the things that had gone on in my life, but she, you know, I, after updating her on everything, like she was shocked, you know, that I had been going through all this. And she actually had reached out to me before I had like updated her on everything, but she had reached out to me at a time where I actually really needed the extra money. She was running the business on her own and said that she really needed the help. And I guess she was like overwhelmed with all the work that she had to do by herself. And she said she would even pay me, you know, and it was only like $13 an hour, which was crazy. But she paid me and she just really needed the help, right? So I was like, heck yeah, I'll help. This is something that I've always actually been interested in, but I also am in the process of like finding a full-time job. So making some extra money on the weekends would also help. So she trains me. Again, this is a body contouring business. So like kind of like Cool Sculpting, or, you know, basically the non-surgical BBLs, like in breast augmentations or flattening the stomach. Like this is what she was doing. And she ended up training me on everything. I wasn't an expert, but I was doing these, you know, these services under her supervision. There were times where she tried to like leave me by myself to do everything, but it's like, you know, I wasn't fully comfortable with that. But mind you, I'm working two other jobs. And, you know, I was very open and honest with her about where I was at. And that I just was not feeling the best to come in the following day. I only worked on weekends, on Saturdays, and we would have clients booked with either me or her in advance. And so I always showed up on time. I showed up early. I would open the shop and like clean up and, you know, organize things and do administrative work. I was very, very good, at what I did. And in my opinion, I was very helpful. And so she eventually, like, you know, I eventually told her one day, just one weekend, I was just like, hey, I don't think I can come in tomorrow. I'm just not really feeling the best, physically, but also just more so mentally. Like, I'm exhausted and I'm doing a lot. And she got very upset about it, like, very upset. Like, she was not happy. She was not hearing it. She eventually said, okay. But after that, I didn't hear from her for several days. Normally she'll contact me and let me know the clients that she's booking me with, for the weekend, before the weekend gets there. And I hadn't heard from her. That Friday comes and rolls around, and, she texts me. She's like, hey, I think we should end the employer-employee relationship. And that was that. There was no conversation after I had told her I wanted to take the day off the following day. There was no other follow-up, no response, no meeting, no nothing. She just outright fired me. And this is also someone who had built a business from the ground up and has had other people close to her, like her sisters, work for her. And I can remember several moments where she complained about how her sisters just, you know, weren't working that well, weren't as helpful, were causing issues, drama, whatever, not showing up to work or whatever. But she didn't fire them the first time. And I just thought it was very odd for her to not only fire me, this is like your first response, rather than like if you had a problem with anything, you could have just directly addressed it. And clearly she did not know me well enough as my so-called best friend. But I did not honestly question her. I assumed that she was firing me because I asked to take the day off. And I cannot make this up, and it sounds insane, but I kid you not, I'm not making this up. And she never gave me a reason as to why she fired me. She just said, hey, let's end the employer-employee relationship. Mind you, this is someone that came to me asking me for help. And I was more than willing to help, showed up all the time, every weekend, cleaned up her shop, closed her shop, opened up shop, was very professional. And this is how you leave me. She was also very, very much aware of the fact that I was dealing with job loss, was on unemployment, and also trying to find other jobs. And get stable, because at that time I was financially unstable. I was barely making it, you know, so much so that I could not pay my rent. And so she was very well aware of all of these things. And I'm not saying that like she owed me anything, but if this is your best friend and they're going through something, why is your first instinct to just end that relationship, that working relationship, why not just have a conversation with someone? Why not have the, you know, compassion and understanding to say, hey, I would, if this was somebody that I did not know that well, or that wasn't my best friend, like, it would still, I would still view this as a very messed up situation, but it, I wouldn't have taken it as personally. I was told by family, like, you know, don't take it personally, but I took it very personally because it was personal. And since then, I just told her, I was like, okay, you know, and blocked her. And I didn't say anything else, and I still have not said anything else. And coming up in June, it should be like maybe a year since I spoke to her. But that's crazy because it has been since we met in like maybe 2014, 2015. And so almost 10 years of friendship just gone, thrown out of the window. And looking back, that was never really my friend. This was not someone that was actually my friend. Because a true friend wouldn't have done that. And, you know, I have realized that I use the term friend too loosely. And I'm working on that. My advice to you, don't use the term friend very loosely. You know, people have to earn that title. And if someone is truly your friend, they are going to be there for you. They are going to support you. And even if they have to end a working relationship, they can do that easily with compassion, understanding, and with ease without destroying your relationship. But I really struggled after that. I was very not only disappointed in her, but also at the same time, you know, how am I going to make extra money? And so, you know, although it was just chump change, it really wasn't making or breaking anything. It was still very disappointing to see that that's how she handled the situation. And of course, I could be petty and put her on blast, expose her, and let the world know that, hey, this person did this to me. But, you know, honestly, I don't see the value in that. I don't see the purpose in that. I'm sure it would feel good to return that mean girl energy and fake friend energy back to her. But, you know, looking back, that all brought me closer to the position I am in now. I now have a full-time job. You know, although I'm not working three jobs, I'm still working two jobs, but it really, truly, like, was a learning lesson. And yeah, y'all, I am telling you, I've been through so much in the past 365 days. I really have. And be careful who you call your friend. Like, what I have learned throughout this time and this journey is that you really have to be careful with who you call your friend. You really have to have an expectation and a clear boundary and understanding of what is a friend to you. If you don't know what that is to you, figure that out. Because a lot of the times we settle for less. We accept the bare minimum in our friendships and relationships, not realizing that we deserve so much more. We deserve so much better. And I know I deserve better. I didn't do anything wrong in that situation. I didn't do anything to deserve that type of visceral reaction from her. And I think that it just says a lot about her more than it does me. And, you know, some people out there believe in karma, you know, and believe that, you know, her karma's coming back for her. Me personally, I don't know if I necessarily believe in karma, but, you know, it is what it is. I think that, you know, although I personally didn't do anything in that situation, there's times where I look back and I'm like, you know, I would love to just text her and cuss her out and give her a piece of my mind. But that chapter is closed. And to be very honest, growing up in church, a lot of people talk to you about forgiveness. You have to forgive. You have to forgive. And I honestly did not want to forgive her. I didn't feel like forgiveness was necessary. But I think that the church version of forgiveness that was taught to me essentially says that, like, you're excusing this person's behavior, that their that person's behavior was okay, and that you should just forget about it. At the end of the day, I am never going to forget how I was treated. I am never going to forget what this person did to me. I'm never going to forget that. And forgiveness is a very hard thing. And although I have moved past it, I don't think that she even deserves my forgiveness. I don't think forgiveness is something that that person deserves. I know that forgiveness isn't necessarily for the other person and is for you, but that's not something that yes, I have let go of that situation. It's not something that's on my mind. It's not something that comes up for me. It's not something that, you know, that's trauma or anything. But I do think that, you know, I don't have to necessarily forgive someone. I can still say, hey, what you did was messed up. I won't forget it, but I'm moving forward, you know, and I will never speak to you again. And I think sometimes we can be too gracious to people and allow them back into our circle and back into our lives after they've disappointed us. But to each their own, you know. I think that for me, I'm in a space now where I am more than willing and more than happy to end certain relationships if it is not working out, if it does not serve me, if it does not have a purpose in my life. And, you know, I definitely feel like it was disappointing and shocking to have that happen to me. But I also know that, like, I don't necessarily know if I believe in karma, but I do believe that the energy you put out there is going to come right back to you. And that's pretty much probably what karma is. But, like, I definitely believe that, you know, that I'm just going to leave it up to God, you know, source, higher power, universe, whatever you want to call it. I think that, you know, people's time will come. There's going to be moments where they're going to regret how they treated you as a person, whether if the same thing happens to them or not. So yeah, I just thought I'd share that story of how my best friend, now ex-best friend, fired me, wrongfully at that. And I really, truly am thankful that I was able to see this person's true colors. And to see that this is not something that is serving me. This is not something that has a purpose in my life. I was here to help her. I didn't come to her begging for a job. She came to me asking for my help. And this is how you do your friend. So thank you so much for tuning in to the Open Table Podcast. And I am excited to, you know, just share more stories. And just learning lessons, because I think that it's important to put that out there, you know, and I will see you guys on the next episode. Bye.